zone is cooking. It's time for the Jim's Razorback Pizza Report.
All right, welcome back to War Memorial Stadium, where the Hogs will be playing a week from Saturday. This weekend, though, University of Louisiana first. Justin Ankry, Wally Hall, we appreciate you tuning in today. The First Security Kickoff Classic media conference is underway right now, and we'll visit with a couple of the other coaches. I guess Coach Weaver and Coach Shoemaker are the ones that are left from Little Rock Christian and CAC, respectively, and look forward to talking to them and talking some Hog football right now. So, Wally, finally here, as we were just talking to Jared McBride about. We have covered about every angle. We have talked it to death. We've had our prediction season. We had coaches talking season. So now it's finally time to talk about an actual game with actual players. And as we enter the final few days here, I mean, a couple things have come to light, I guess, in the last couple of days. Zach Hawker is going to be a busy man this weekend, hopefully mostly for extra points and field goals and not so much for the punting.
Do you think they're going to score that much?
I hope so. I'm just saying, yeah, hopefully. I don't know if I believe that or not, but the fact that he's going to be, I don't remember, honestly, in my time covering Arkansas over the last 15 years, anybody who handled both.
You know, I heard Rich Schaefer yesterday say something that just, you know, his memory's incredible. We all thought it last year, but I'd forgotten it. Arkansas's killer last year on defense was not getting third downs, not stopping on third down. This is going to be a chance to set a new example. You've got to stop teams. You've got to take the ball back. And they gave up big plays on third down last year. So hopefully they'll be working on that too. And Zach won't have to punt a lot.
Yeah, I was surprised, I guess, that they, you know, apparently the Irwin Hill kid, I guess he's doing a fine job, adequate job, but not quite as good as Hawker. And maybe at some point they'll spell him a little bit with some of the duties, whether it's kickoffs or field goals or punting, I don't know which, but I can't remember. Do you remember that? Do you remember a guy doing both?
No.
It's pretty rare, I guess, these days.
I think they tried Steve Little at that, and he missed a field goal, and then they stopped doing it.
So they blamed the punting and took him off that. Coach Bielema talked at his Monday press conference, and again, we'll get more from him today. They've got the first SEC teleconference of the season, talking about actual games and matchups, which is great. So hopefully we'll get you some of that today. If not, we'll get into it a little bit deeper tomorrow and on Friday. Hear from some of the other SEC coaches too. We've got some good games. We talked about it a little bit yesterday, and we've set the picks out to you. But boy, you got some really good games. That South Carolina, North Carolina game tomorrow, and you've got, of course, the Ole Miss Vanderbilt game, which is so meaningful for both teams, and then the Clemson Georgia game, which is going to be fantastic on Saturday night. And I'm thrilled, and I'm sure you are too. The fact that we'll be done with the Arkansas stuff before that game kicks off, and have a chance to watch what should be a great
game. Kick off
at 7 o'clock.
I won't be done.
Well, but I'm saying you'll be able to watch the majority of the game.
I'll get to see the second half.
Yeah, so, I mean, the good thing is it's not going on at the same time, I guess, is my point. So as much as I hate a 3 o'clock kick in the burning sun in Fayetteville, it'll be all right.
You know, that doesn't really help us on deadline because our first state edition goes out at 8.
Okay.
So it's, you know, 2 o'clock. I like 11 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. But as a fan, I like to be done and have the evening to do what you want to do.
I mean, I know.
And for a lot of folks, they'll come back, I'm sure.
The fans don't like 11:15 games. I do.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. No, if you're in our business, that's great.
Yeah.
Now, our guys who are doing the pregame, maybe not so good because that's like 7 a.m. pregame show.
Yeah.
I'll be up for it, but, you know, I'm an early riser. I'm not like those people.
You are an early riser. What time do you get the office every day?
I try to be there by 6:30. But, I mean, I'd rather get the stuff done early and get out of there early. So, but this week it's been get there early and stay late, so that's okay. But it doesn't happen that often because there are plenty of times during the summer where I don't stay real late. So, but you know what? Thank goodness for Maddie because he handles a lot of the stuff I used to do. So
that's what I'm here for.
Bro, you're the best. Now let's see if you can scrounge up a clip of Coach B talking about Zach Hawker and the other kickers.
Well, first, Zach Hawker's got a tremendous leg. Has blown me away with his consistency, really, in all three phases, the field goal, the punts, and the kickoffs. With that being said, I think Sam Irwin Hill is a very gifted football player that has the ability to change field position as well with his legs. So we're very, very unique there. John Henson, our backup kicker, has been more than impressive, not just with PAT field goals, but also with kickoffs. I think in the return game, it's going to be exciting to see maybe some new faces. I don't know exactly if we've locked in. I think if we had to go out and catch a punt today, it would probably be Eric Bennett, to be quite honest, but it might be Herndon. Chance at Melvison Hartfield. There's a chance at DJ Dean. Might see some freshmen in the return game.
Well, There you go. You know, we talk about it with quarterbacks, Wally. If you don't have, if you have two, you don't have one.
That's it.
With return guys, maybe much the same case. And of course, D'Arthur Cowan, it sounded like by all accounts was the leading, you know, guy to be a returner, and he's obviously not available because of injury. Drew Morgan's another guy that we've seen mentioned as a potential guy in the mix, and certainly he's, if you want a confident guy back there for punter kick returns, he's your guy.
Right. Right. So, but you know what? What we don't see practice, so we don't know how many of these guys are fumbling kicks.
Right.
Because you fumble a kick, you're probably dropping onto the bottom of the depth chart.
Yeah, that is the most important thing. And we've seen coaches, you know, luckily you don't get a Joe Adams very often, unfortunately. But luckily you do have guys, hopefully, that are either very explosive or are very sure-handed. And it's nice when you can get them both like Joe Adams was. Although Joe would occasionally fumble it, he would usually fumble it back to himself. I, Maddox and I, and this is something I wanted to bring up with you too, is I'm taking my youngest to his first Razorback game Saturday. And again, when I say that, and I talked about this yesterday a little bit, when you say that, it brings back a lot of memories for people, I think, either bringing their kid to a first game or going as a child to their first Razorback game and how meaningful that is and how memorable that is. And, I mean, I've talked to people in their 60s and 70s who remember their first game and going to the game with their parents and what a big deal it was. And, I, you know, hopefully Maddox will remember that too. And so I told him a couple days ago we were going, and every morning he's woken up and he said, is this the day? He's so excited about it, you know. So, but anyway, hopefully they have a win and hopefully it's a good atmosphere. But I'm excited about it. It's gonna be a fun deal, I think, for all of us. So,
will they have to watch Iowa State reruns or anything?
No, I don't force that on him. I want him to think he's a winner. I don't want him to think he's a loser. That's why I want him to have a happy experience this weekend. So now I have warned him it's gonna be very warm. So we'll see how that goes. But anyway, it should be. Should be exciting times, and I'm thrilled to be able to take him. But do you remember your first game, or do you remember taking Whitney to her first game?
I never took Whitney. I was always working. I do remember my first game.
It was that breaks my heart. That makes me sad.
She goes, so she's a fan. She likes them.
You know what? We need to make good on this. We need to get you a game off this year, and let you take your daughter to a game. I think that would really be sweet.
I don't think so, Justin.
Okay, moving on.
I need that other job, too.
Do you remember your first game? Do you remember the first time you went?
I remember that there's only been twice in my life I've actually bought a ticket to a game.
Yeah?
The first time was Oklahoma State here at War Memorial Stadium. I was in the Air Force, and I really literally had to scrape up the $15 to get a ticket and sit in the end zone. I think the Arkansas won, and then the next time was the Orange Bowl against Oklahoma.
The 78 version?
Yep.
That was a better one.
I was there.
David Basil joining us here as well. Thank you for helping out on the media conference. And did you, I guess I'm assuming you came up for a game as a recruit at some point, yes
never,
or no?
Never, I did up in Fayetteville. It was the against Texas A&M. Ish Ordonez has kicked the winning field goal while it's 1980 at the very end. It was freezing. I came up in shorts. I was on crutches and got off the jet, and all the people looked up at me like, the guy has shorts. I remember walking in on the I actually came on the sideline, and you could see the whole quarter of the stadium start pointing at me because it was about 35 degrees.
I remember it.
Yeah, you remember it. Yeah.
I remember thinking, I hope they don't sign that guy.
Yeah, I had a guy from me and a guy from California. And I don't
did
think
he have shorts on?
He did not have shorts on, yeah.
Flip-flops.
I'll say this, though. You know what? If you're a linebacker, which you are, I want my guy wearing shorts at 35. I want it to be a nut job.
Well, it was 82 degrees when I left Panama City. I just remember that, yeah.
I can't believe they closed you.
You know, I remember the first college football game. I was very fortunate that I didn't go to many college. I remember going to a Florida game, and the Gators were playing. But I remember I was there at Florida State when Bobby Bowden just started, you know, they were just starting to come on the scene, those 1977 and 78 teams, and it's just, those were really cool. No one had any idea what was to come. So, and of course, you got to see, as you mentioned, those were glory years back, you know, those were fun years back in the day when you used to go, Wally.
Oh, yeah. It's different then.
I just got a text from my buddy Ricky. He said he took his son Jet to his first game on the Hill on his first birthday. That's starting them young, my man.
Yeah.
So they're going to be back there this weekend, too. I know it's a way of life for a lot of folks going to all the games, and I'm excited to indoctrinate my kids early on as well. So let's take a call from Gary because, again, we were just talking about kickers, Dave, and the fact that maybe you remember. I don't know. Did you ever play with anybody? Did they ever have a kicker-punter combo? Because I can't remember anybody doing it since I've been here.
You know, I played with three All-American kickers. And Greg Horn, I believe – if I'm not mistaken, I know he kicked field goals, and I think he punted too. I think he did both.
He did too.
Yeah.
Okay. It's a rare thing, yeah. Certainly, especially in this day of specialization. Gary.
Oh, I can think of two. Steve Cox did both, and Bruce Lehay did both.
I played with Bruce. I couldn't remember if he punted. I remember him obviously kicking field goals.
Yeah, he did both. He sure did. Yeah.
Okay.
You know, really, can I be honest with you?
Thanks.
It's a kicker. You know, I think if, you know, that's all you do. I think if you got a strong leg, you can do both of them well. Now everybody specializes in, but I love the fact the guy goes, hey, listen.
Boy, the disregard for kickers. I mean, can you,
but listen,
you hear that?
If I'm Zach Cocker, I'm going, listen, I'm a kicker. Let me kick it all. Let me do it all. I don't get on the field, but, you know, 15 times, 10 times a game. Let me, if I've got the strongest leg, let me punt it.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, that's why you win awards, but by playing more than one, doing more one thing on the field.
Yeah.
And anytime you can add to your resume, it's just going to help you.
If you're the best, if you're the best at punting and the best at field goals, you play. I know the old thing. His leg will tire out. Well, we'll see about that.
That's one thing I've liked about Bielema. He doesn't care if you're a senior. If you're a freshman and you're more talented, you're playing.
Yeah.
I hear Trey Schaap talking. Top 10 bowl predictions for 2013 from CBSSports.com. Speaking of award winners, Johnny Manziel is still number one on everybody's list. I'm not shocked, but I'm very disappointed in the NCAA, the fact that they just talked to him Sunday. Apparently it was a six-hour extravaganza, according to reports, but the fact that they didn't visit with him until Sunday is amazing to me. So the question becomes, and again, you're in a real interesting spot, and you could see the stress, and I think we've got some sound on this too, Matt, so when you get that together, let me know. But there's some real stress on Kevin Sumlin's face, because the thing is, you know you're taking a bit of a risk. If you play him Saturday against Rice, and for some reason the investigation ends before the season does, and they rule him ineligible, those games don't count. And that takes out any chance you have. Now, you also have the thing of, I don't think we have to have him to win that game and the Sam Houston game in week two. Maybe they do, maybe they don't. But, I mean, they're in a real tough spot. It's a really unique deal.
They sit him out there admitting guilt. They got to play him.
Or they playing safe. I mean, if I'm the administrators and I think there's any kind of chance, if it's even 15%, why do I not sit him? It's a real tough deal.
Where's the money trail? Show me the money. Yeah.
You don't have to, because if it's cash money, it's $7,500 is easy to hide or burn through in a weekend. That doesn't mean he didn't take it.
All right, show me an autograph.
Well, the autographs are easy to find. They're everywhere.
They are?
Yeah.
Well, but you know, it's funny. They can't find the guy who apparently.
Now that's the question. Yeah, you got to find the guy that will actually admit on the record that.
Yeah, he's not. He hasn't done it. You know, can I tell you what? There's nothing. I can tell you. There's nothing that you can. He did that takes 6 hours to talk through. I'm sorry. What do you do for 6 hours? In it? I mean, really?
You can't buy him lunch. That's against the rules.
I mean, I don't know. You know what, though, Justin? He is saying to them. He's saying, "I did not do anything," and if they look him in the eye and go, "Okay. You didn't. You telling us you got a lawyer? All right, here we go. Do you roll the dice on him and believe him?"
The bold prediction from CBSSports.com is he will play the season and lead them to another top five finish. Now, I don't know if I believe both those things, but I'd love to see him play, including in Fayetteville.
I think he beats Alabama.
I just hope he doesn't beat Arkansas. I want him to play against Arkansas, but I want Arkansas to win. So, the Heisman Trophy winner will be a defensive lineman. This is one I have no faith in whatsoever. I love Jadeveon Clowney. I don't know how many sacks does he have to have. How many plays does he have to make to become a Heisman Trophy winner?
You got to put him on offense. You got to let him play tight end.
Blocking back, what's he going
to
do?
Full back, let him run him for a touchdown. You got to do something to draw attention to him.
I will say this. If you remember, the closest we've seen a defensive lineman come was when? You remember who it was?
Mm-hmm. Sue.
Sue. And you know how he did that? You know what happened? It was one game at the end of the year where he had so many highlights.
Was it Texas?
It was Texas. And it was the last game of the year. I guess either the conference championship or the last game of the year.
It
just shows you that if he can have a couple games where the highlight is shown 9,000 times.
Like the Michigan game.
Exactly right.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
In fact, I thought Sue took away Colt McCoy's Heisman because that's who they played against.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he really did. That's a good point. But I've never seen that. You know, that's the only way that happens is that he has so many highlights that he gets tons of play throughout the year.
By the way, your Slobber Knocker Award that you've been talking about doing for about 15 years,
that
would have been a good winner last
year. Can I tell you, I'm so glad I didn't do that with all this concussion stuff. That would have been, it'd have been over with. Sorry. You
know? I know. Well, he would have definitely run away with it last year.
Yeah,
so he may never have won a Heisman, but he might have gotten that. The quarterback Winston from Florida State will live up to the hype. The freshman QB, he says, will do things on the field that will have the media scrambling to Alabama, wondering why a relatively small state has produced so many spectacular athletes. Where does Alabama now rank in major Division I production as far as athletes go?
They produce them, boy. It's a machine. Yeah, it really is.
I can't buy into Florida State. He says Florida State will run the table, but Florida State – or he goes, no, here it is. FSU will run the table, but the FSU is Fresno State. I don't even like talking about Florida State in preseason. I picked them again last year. I got roped into it. picking them to win the national title every
year.
They
always stumble. Oh. They always have a game where they stumble. But I'm telling you, they got some athletes, and you know, this quarterback must be. He was the top quarterback of the country, and he must be. They look at what the Emmanuel's doing. Is that his name? EJ.
EJ Manuel. Yeah, he's hurt now, but
but I'm just saying, look what he's done in the pros. So this kid, who's the replacement, must be pretty good.
Other bold prediction here from CBSSports.com. Texas will win the Red River game with its defense. Is this the year that Texas gets back to Texas form? Not that they were bad last year, because they were pretty good.
19 starters back.
Yeah.
They won 9 games last year. If he doesn't win at all.
That's a good point. Herbstreit said last night, I heard him say that's the team he thinks is going to win 11 games and be back in the mix.
Yeah.
Says Charlie Weiss will finally beat an FBS opponent at Kansas, and it says he will beat 2 of them. Mm. Unfortunately, I'm afraid one will be my alma mater. That's not a stretch, I don't think. Gus Malzahn will lead Auburn to a win over a ranked opponent. How much you buying into Auburn this year?
I could see that happening. I don't think they're going to be a great team, but I could see him. Everything falls together. One game they knock off. I don't know who was on their schedule. Maybe Florida.
Not Alabama.
No.
All I know this is that I thought it said a lot when here's the kid that was the Parade All-American. He said, "Sorry, buddy, you're done. I got to have my quarterback," and he's got a couple kids that run the Cam Newton type of offense that Gus likes.
Other ones here by midseason, it won't just be NFL scouts. You know the name of Buffalo's Khalil Mack, the Bulls linebacker coach Lou Tepper may even have his 4th Butkus Award winner. So there's a linebacker, David, right up your alley. 2 biggest beneficiaries of USC going 5-2 defensive scheme will be Devon Kennard, who is a healthy and found a position at Sam, and Lane Kiffin, who will get to keep his job. Maybe so. Although he is starting with 2 quarterbacks against Hawaii in their opener. Your boy Lane Kiffin.
You know, but, you know, UCLA has actually gotten a little bit more attention and press than USC.
Right.
Yeah.
First coach fired this year will be Ron English, according to this bold prediction. He's at Eastern Michigan. And he will be just ahead of UNLV's head coach Bobby Hawk, who has a chance to get some wins, they say, at least in the first half of the season. So we'll see.
Do you not think, Wally, I don't know, I said yesterday with Bruce that I don't know if I ever can remember a year where I just don't know. I don't know. The SC, there's just so many good teams and there's so many variables. I don't know. If you throw out a number for – you know, who you think is going to win? I know everybody, the popular choice is Alabama, but I'm going to tell you, the odds of them winning 3 national championships in a row, and when you lose, I'm just telling you, it's hard to do. I just don't think it's going to happen. They're going to stumble somewhere, and they're not going to win the thing. In the Ohio State deal, you know, again.
What do you think is more likely, that Alabama wins it all, or that the SEC is locked out of the title game?
You know, this is the year to me that this could be the year, because I'm saying there's, you know, everybody's so good from top to bottom, and they all play each other. Matter of fact, some on the east side early, you know. I think this would be a good year to get locked out.
You got a really good Ohio State team that is clearly the class of the Big Ten. Should not be challenged, should win every game.
Easy schedule.
And Stanford's got I don't know how favorable their schedule is, but that's a team that's a pretty clear-cut favorite, although there are 4 or 5 pretty good teams in that league. Oregon new coaching staff, though, I don't know. You know, we'll see.
Notre Dame's going to be better.
And their schedule's not real, real tough. They got a good defense coming back.
They host Oklahoma, I know. That's one of the.
Well, I'm just going to say this on Ohio State. I think their quarterback will win the Heisman just because he's going to put up monster numbers. Watch out for Wisconsin with 14 returning starters back, and that coach, Gary Anderson, who is a Broyles Award finalist. Listen, he won at Utah State. He'll have that. He may have some surprise. He may beat Ohio State at Ohio State this year.
I remember talking to him because he was at Utah.
Very impressive.
He was a defensive coordinator at Utah.
Yeah.
And when he was at the Broyles Award, he'd just taken the job at Utah State, and we're all sitting around going, this dude must be high. What are you doing? He can't win there. They won a game or two the year before.
He's impressive. You remember him, Wally? I don't know if you were there for that one. Yeah. He's impressive.
He was. I mean, very likable guy. Very blue collar, down to earth. I mean, not a whole lot of sheen to him like we had some of these other coaches roll through here.
But your hypothesis is interesting. It may be that if Alabama doesn't go undefeated, the SEC gets locked out.
Yeah.
Because the voters out there are looking for a reason to not have an SEC team. Well, because they can't make it 8 in a row if they don't have one in it.
Can LSU go undefeated?
You know, I just, listen. They could stumble out of the blocks this weekend.
That's true too.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I've never seen a year where there's so many good teams.
And they go back into Tuscaloosa, don't they?
Yes, that's right.